Alex is going on right now. If you'd like to be on, you can always email us, joanalexshow@gmail.com. Let's say hi to Melanie. She is the one that wrote us and now on the phone. Hey, Melanie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on. So let's get right into it. Why are you on the Joan Alex Show today for Ask Alex, Melanie?
I just wanted some advice involving you all, actually. I love your show. I listen every single day, but there is just one thing that gets my last nerve, and it's pork chops whole bean.
Yeah. Whoa.
Pork chops annoying to you. Okay.
Yes. The fact that he has 800 jobs and still somehow never has money. Clearly, it's a problem he has, and he isn't managing his money correctly.
All right. Clearly, you didn't hear our Chris Hogan podcast, but go ahead.
I don't know. I can't also stand that he's such a pushover. He's totally the kind of person who lets people get away with whatever they want, and he never speaks up for what he deserves.
It's called being nice, but go ahead.
That kind of lack of backbone is just so irritating. And anytime he's making an argument, it just sounds like he's whining. I mean, none of his arguments are ever backed up with logic or rationale, and he plays both sides of the fence so often. I mean, I wonder if he's even had an intelligent opinion in his life, you know?
Ooh.
I think all my opinions are very intelligent, but go ahead.
Well, his voice sounds like an underdeveloped pet store hamster. You know, if there was a show about pork chop, it'd be called Vanilla. And that entire idea he had yesterday about getting a chicken in his apartment to save money on eggs just proves how stupid he is.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Melanie, we don't have to call people stupid. I think you do have some good points, by the way, but we don't have to be that mean.
Okay.
Look, guys, I want to keep listening, but I need advice on how to get over my complete and utter distaste for him in particular.
Yeah.
So you're saying, like, if, like, are you asking us to, like, have his mic maybe lower?
I think she wants us to get rid of him.
Wait, yeah, okay. Do you want us to fire Porkchop and get a new producer? It took us forever to get him.
I know you're not going to fire Porkchop. I just want to be able to just deal with him and just get over it, you know? So just help me.
Porkchop.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. Call us and tell us what you think about what Melanie is saying.
Does she have a point? I mean, I'm not trying to piggyback on Porkchop, but does Melanie have any legit beef?
I think that we have four completely different personalities and types of people on this show.
Oh, I agree with Alex on that.
I think that it is natural that as a listener, you might not like one of us, me included, Porkchop included,
I feel like most people, because Alex is the most outspoken, I'd say most people don't like you. Not that there's anything wrong with you, but I'm surprised to hear Melanie calling up about Porkchop.
I'm surprised because, like, it's not super uncommon. Like, we've seen tweets and stuff like that in DMs. Like, people think me, Liv, like, people think I'm annoying. People think Alex is annoying. People think Joe is annoying. But it's, like, not very frequent that we hear people thinking that producer Porkchop's annoying.
I bet you she's a part of the Westboro Baptist Church or something. She's homophobic.
But she didn't say
she
anything
didn't say
homophobic.
Anything gay related.
I know, but maybe. I don't know.
Melanie, are you homophobic?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, okay. She just doesn't like your personality. But here's the thing. You don't have to like all of our personalities. I think if you like the stuff that we're talking about and you have someone at least on the show that you feel like, oh, I agree with them, I relate to them, like isn't that good enough? Like, I, you know, obviously we all adore Porkchop, and I'm the one that found him and brought him to our boss and said, I think that this is the guy that we should hire for producer. I think that there's a lot of stuff that he adds to the show that's important and that we need. And I just don't feel like she really has any valid points. Like, I don't think there's anything that we can do for her. Like, that's okay if she doesn't like him, but that doesn't mean that we have to change anything. 833-JOE-ALEX.
Does Melanie not have some good points, though, here with Porkchop simply relating to the fact that maybe as a listener, it can be annoying because he is kind of flip-floppy. He never really stands his ground and says, dang it, this is what I think, or you're wrong, Alex, or you're wrong, Joe. I mean, he gets frustrated with us. Like right now, like, he's not even jumping in.
Well, I was going to say, first, I'm I'm kind of flattered because it sounds like she does listen a lot. Like, she really does know me. I've only been here for 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, a lot of everything I do is just based upon treat others like you want to be treated. Just be nice and kind and spread love. And it sounds like she's kind of hating on that. Maybe, I bet you there's some, like, deeper therapy here. Melanie, did something happen when you were younger? Was someone mean to you?
Oh, Lord, no. Everyone gets mean to everybody, but no. I mean, just that I like that you say that it's about love and compassion for others. But yes, like, take a stand on a side sometimes. Like, it's not always, like, so horrible to have a solid opinion.
Well, I just like to be fair and look at things from the middle. And then I will choose a side, and if I feel like my side is right, then I will say that the side I have chosen is right. But I always like to look at things from the middle.
Let's go to Daniel real quick here. Daniel, you're on the Joan Alex Show. You're talking to Melanie, and the most annoying person on the show, according to her, Pork Chop.
Oh, crap. We lost you.
We lost Daniel because couldn't take it anymore.
The only way that I would put any validity into what Melanie is saying is if, like, no one calls to defend Porkchop. Then I'm going to be worried, like, wait, what if everyone really does hate him? And then that hurts the show, so then we might have to get rid
Melanie,
of him.
Melanie, can you do me a favor? Can you hang on? I'm going to see if anybody will call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. Maybe they'll be on your side. I mean, like Alex said, hopefully one person listening will defend Porkchop. That would be really, really bad if they didn't. Melanie, hang on. Porkchop, you hang on too. Actually, you should probably go try to answer phones to see if you can get somebody on your side.
Yeah, I'm busy editing audio.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll talk to you next here on Radio Now.
Porkchop! 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 Porkchop!
Yeah, apparently, Melanie, you probably don't want to hear that much. Melanie called in today for Ask Alex, and you can always be part of the show. Just email us, joanalexshow@gmail.com. And she's like, you know, guys, I'm really kind of getting tired of Porkchop. He's the most annoying person on the show because I guess he's so neutral. He has no opinion. He has no backbone. Am I missing anything, Melanie, what you're thinking?
No, you've got it. The voice, the pushover, just...
You know what, Melanie? I'm tired of it, too. I'm tired of having to work 800 jobs to make money. So we agree there.
He's mad, Melanie.
Mm-mm. All right, let's go to the phones. Melanie, you can stay there, too, because I'm sure some people want to get to you. Also, social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Girl. We'll get to some of your tweets in a few seconds here. Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You also got Melanie and you got Pork Chop. What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that at first I didn't like any of you guys until I actually started listening to the show. Then I got used to you guys.
Oh, thank you. So that's all it is. See, Melanie, you just got to give him a little bit more time. He'll rub his...
Yes, and as to Melanie, I think she's being really mean.
Melanie.
And how long did it take for you to like everybody?
Well, I started listening to it every day, and it took me, like, maybe a couple weeks, and I love listening to it on Monday, so I think that's what hooked me.
Okay, so who is your least favorite? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I think everybody has to answer that. Who is your least favorite on the show?
That's so...
I think it would be Liv.
Aw, thanks, sweetie. All right, Liv and Porkchop, neck and neck, tied right now.
I'll take it. Let's go to Allie on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Allie, what do you want to say about Pushover Porkchop?
Hi, I think that Melanie sounds like the whiny one that she felt the need to call the show on Ask Alex. I think she should maybe reevaluate her life.
Some pretty strong words.
Did she have no points, though, Allie? Being honest here, I don't like anybody attacking the show, but we have to do an actual internal check of ourselves here to be real. Does she have any points that she made?
Well, like you guys said, everyone's got a different personality, and Porkchop's like he's like the mediator. He keeps everyone kind of like on balance and just chill, and I think that's important in the show, because when Porkchop wasn't here, it was just Alex and Alex, you and Joe, and you guys all have really big opinions, so I mean, it's a nice like balance, and if she doesn't like it, then I don't think it would be that bad without one less listener.
Would you say that me, Alex, and Liv having opinions kind of outweighs Porkchop of never having an opinion?
Does that outweigh him?
Does it kind of like balance it out maybe? Like Porkchop never has anything. He's kind of like Switzerland. He's like, I don't know, guys.
I don't really think that at all. I think he does have opinions, but he doesn't feel the need to be obnoxious about it.
Like, well, there's only one thing that you said that I disagree with, and that's that it's okay for us to have one less listener. Actually, it isn't, because we only have three, so.
Yeah. We'd like to keep our jobs. No, Allie, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Maddie this morning. Maddie's on the Joan Alex Show. You also got Melanie. Melanie, you're still there, right?
Yes, I am.
It's amazing. Each second she hangs on blows my mind.
Does Melanie have any good points that she's made?
I don't think so. I think Pork Chop is amazing, and I think it takes a lot out of a person to actually see both sides of a story or a situation, because most people are usually weighed one way or another. There's no in-between, and I have absolutely no problem with Pork Chop, and he's so freaking cute.
I know.
Oh, he is.
Isn't it a shame he's bi and not into you?
Oh, Joe.
No, I'm saying, I said, isn't it a shame?
I might be if
and
I'm
also,
single.
That bisexual literally means.
It means you like both.
Yeah. Well, right now he's into dudes, so get over here, okay? What do you want me? Gee, okay.
Oh, that's funny.
I give
that
up.
Actually has to do with one of these tweets.
Go ahead.
Ramon what? Says, wow, she ripped into producer Pork Chop. Sorry, can't defend him. Every single day, someone has to introduce him that he is bisexual. That has to preface every single one of his opinions. Oh, by the way, Pork Chop is bisexual. Dot, dot, dot. Who cares? Just tell the story.
I would say, I would not lay the blame in that on Pork Chop. I would lay the blame in that on Joe.
What?
Joe is who always brings that up. It is not Pork Chop.
You are the one that did just bring it up.
You just did it. You always bring that up.
But that's my job on the show, is to let people know who they can connect with and who is who. You can, of course, connect with somebody that's not exactly what you feel like, but Alex is this. I'm Joe the dumb husband. Live the web girl as well. Live the web girl. And then there's Pork Chop.
Yeah, but it's not like every single time you introduce Alex, you're saying, oh, by the way, she loves politics. She loves chicken nuggets. Alex is straight. Like, it's not like every single time you address or talk to Alex.
How should I going forward then identify you, Pork Chop? How would you like to be identified, Pork Chop?
Does it bother you that he always says he's bisexual?
It doesn't bother me, no.
I introduce you to Pork Chop, the guy that has no opinion on anything. Go.
I think sometimes it seems a little bit desperate. Oh, he's like bisexual. So like, if you're in the LGBTQ community, like, you got to listen to what? Like, I think sometimes bringing it up so much.
Well, we really, well, yeah, okay.
I think we're going down a rabbit hole here.
Sorry.
But yeah, I forgive you. Liv, she'll take us down rabbit holes.
But Elizabeth says, Melanie is the worst. I've definitely heard him stand his ground, especially during the game. She can stop listening. One less listener isn't going to hurt.
Rachel's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Rachel? You also got Melanie and Pork Chop, who is just Pork Chop, and that's it.
Hi. Okay, so I have two things to say. One is...
Hey, Rachel, talk directly into your phone. I'm having such a hard time hearing you.
Can't hear you. Okay, sorry. I have two things to say. One is that whenever someone new comes in, it is a little weird. Like, you kind of have to get used to them. That's no big deal. You will get used to them. So it was nice whenever it was just Joe and Alex. But then you got Liv, which is cool. And then you got Pork Chop, which is cool.
Yeah.
And then second... I think a great personality is someone who's open-minded and you can talk to anyone about a topic because they're not going to get all hi-ho on their one opinion, you know?
Right.
So I think it's great that Pork Chop is neutral and can talk about anything and everything and can see someone else's side of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I'm surprised, Melanie, more people aren't calling in to defend what you're saying.
Hey, I know it's my opinion and I want to be able to get over it. So apparently I'm going to have to... love the fact that he's neutral. So yes. When I listen, I guess that's what I'm going to have to focus on, that he can speak to everyone across the board.
There you go.
That's how I'm going to just like Pork Chop. He's neutral on everything. Melanie,
that might be a better way to introduce him, sure.
I'm going to have to do it that way. Hey, thank you for calling in today for Ask Alex. I know we're still getting tons of tweets that we can't get to right now on the air, but if you want to share your opinion about this and if you agree with Melanie or not, you could tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
And find it on Facebook. Just search for Radio Now.
Just let the record show, too, that Alex and I, nobody said we are annoying, which is a big surprise.
No, they'll come out.